it's easy to take the whole Easter thing and say, yeah, I get it. So we put it in a nice, convenient little box on a shelf marked Easter. But Easter isn't like that. It never was. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at Easter from a different perspective because I have an awesome thought to share with you. And please do stick with me because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called The Shocking Truth About You, Me, and Barabbas. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you wrap your heart around the amazing, powerful, life-transforming love of God for you through Jesus Christ. Can you believe it? Easter's about to roll up on our front doorstep yet again. And I know that many people think of it as a time for a bit of a break, a long weekend, perhaps more chocolate than we should eat. And then we skate on by and head back into doing life, whatever life looks like for you. We just put Easter back into a nice, convenient little box on the shelf marked Easter, and we just want to walk on by.
But you know, Easter isn't like that. Easter was never meant to be like that. Just kind of skating through, and we have a long weekend, and we forget all about it. Easter is the most decisive thing that God has ever done. Jesus' Son sent to die for us on a cross and rise again. That's what it's all about. You and I, in God's sight, are to die for. He wants us so much. He wants an eternal relationship with us so much that He would allow His Son to die on a cross for us. How sad is it if we just skate on through and we don't give that a second thought? Easter is the time when God sent His Son to die for us, to solve a problem. And we're going to look at that problem. It has a name. It's called sin. A lot of people don't like that term. A lot of people think it's old-fashioned. God doesn't. And we're going to take a look at that problem next week. But the thing that just, I don't know, oozes out of Easter for me is how much God loves us. And we've been seeing that this week through a psalm, Psalm 139, that we've been taking a look at. It's a psalm that speaks to us so much about God's heart, God's motivation behind Easter, His incredible love. Just have a listen. Father God, I praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. This is the psalm. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame wasn't hidden from You when I was made in that secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. All the days ordained for me were written in Your book before any of them had come to pass. How precious to me are Your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I wake, I am still with You. The person writing this psalm, we don't fully know who that was, is just awestruck, so blown away by how much God loves him, how much God loves you and me. We can praise Him because we are wondrously made, because He was there. He saw our unformed substance in our mother's womb. I'll never be able to understand how He feels about me and how He feels about you. God's love is so huge, it's so vast, it's so incomprehensible. One day, you and I will stand before God. One day we'll see Him for who He is. One day we will look on His face. And the Bible says that we will know everything. But I just can't imagine that because He loves us so much. And you know, when He created you and me individually, wondrously, perfectly, handcrafted us. Yeah, you and me, intricately woven together in our mother's wombs. That was the most amazing act of grace. He gave us life, knowing that we'd reject Him. He always knew that, and He always knew that to bring us back to Him, to save us from ourselves and what we deserve, He would have to send His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on that cross for you and me. You and I, our rebellion, our sin, was never a surprise to God. He always knew it was going to happen, and yet still He created us, and yet still He planned every day of our lives, even before any of those days ever existed. No wonder the psalmist writes, "How weighty are Your thoughts to me, O God, how vast is the sum of them. I try and count them, but they're more than the sand on the beach. I come to the end, and I'm still with You, because behind Easter is the most amazing act of grace. Not just that Jesus came to suffer and die to pay for our failure, but because God always knew He'd have to do that, and He created us anyway." Can I encourage you never, ever to put Easter in some convenient, measured little box. Never ever to consign Easter to some head knowledge thing, but like the psalmist, be blown away by God's love. Be gobsmacked, be in awe and wonder of the fact that he created us anyway, and he was there when we were being formed, looking upon us. He handcrafted our DNA. Every breath you take, every step, every hilltop, every valley, every twist, every turn, everything that we have had to suffer and bear, live with it in awe and wonder at who God is and how much he loves us, creating us as he did, knowing full well that in creating us, his son would have to die for us. Life. Life takes on a completely new meaning, vibrancy and colour. No matter how much we've had to suffer and how much we weep and how many tears we cry, we know that God had a plan for you and me, not just who we are, but for the lives that we're going to live that he's given us. And for you to walk in the wonder and the awe of the completely unattainable knowledge of his love for you in Jesus Christ. We'll look at that more and how that love plays itself out through the Easter story. But you know, unless we're completely lost in the wonder of his plan and his love, Easter becomes just another long weekend. You and I are to die for in God's sight. That's what Easter's about. God's word is so awesome, and I pray that you are blessed as you hear God's word, that you're challenged by the sheer magnitude of God's love. I often think that when it comes to the things of God, you know, the head is to the heart what our mouth is to our stomachs when we eat and put food in our mouths, right? And we chew it for a while, but if you want to satisfy your hunger, you have to swallow it. And then it goes deep inside somewhere, hidden in all those inner parts that God created, and they suck the goodness out of the food, and that's what feeds us. That's what gives us strength. That's where the food becomes part of us. And you know, it's the same with God's word. Sure, we can take it into our heads, but if we just leave it there, well, that's like chewing food but never swallowing it. As we spend time in God's word here in Psalm 139 this week, line by line, just pondering and praying and asking God, Lord, what are you saying to me? That's when it drops into our hearts. That's when God takes his word and nourishes us and sustains us and grows us. That's how we get fed. That's how God's word becomes part of who we are. Please, please do not leave it there. Do something for me. This week, grab a Bible. Open it up at Psalm 139 and spend some time in there with God, just quietly on your own. And the Holy Spirit will feed your soul deep, deep inside in a way that'll surprise you and startle you. He'll bring his word to life in you. And you know something? When we know in our hearts the unknowable love of God in Jesus Christ, it changes us. It changes our lives. And that's his plan. That's what he wants for us heading into Easter. God paid an enormous price for us to know his love. That's what Easter's all about. So let me come back to it. This is precisely why we're getting in early this week to take a look at this Easter thing. Over the last umpteen years since I first gave my life to Jesus, the thing, the one thing more than any other that God has used to completely transform my life is the time that I've spent not just reading his word, but sitting and thinking about it, pondering it, turning it over in my mind, looking at it from this angle and that in my heart, and letting what God has to say be the major influencer in my life. That's what the message of Easter does to us. It changes us, if only we'll stop and ponder it for a while. As we head towards Easter, we don't always think about the fact that what happened back there on that Passover was a huge injustice. And unless we understand that injustice, it's nigh on impossible to wrap your heart around the amazing love of God for you in Jesus Christ. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application e-booklet. It's called The Shocking Truth About You, Me, and Barabbas. And it's all about helping you come to grips with just how much God loves you. And at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.